I'm Craig Kenneth, a relationship coach and a psychotherapist. Every relationship is different and every breakup is different. Work with me and you'll get professional help on your situation. And if you're in no contact, focused on personal growth, my workbook series, The Knowledge, will help you make changes like you've never made before. Available now at AskCraig.net. Hi there, I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And today we're going to be talking about some hidden reasons why a breakup is so horrific.
Yes.
Before we do, I just wanted to let you guys know that Margaret and I are available for Skype coaching. And all you have to do to talk with us is go to my website and click on coaching. And click on Margaret if you want to get a Skype coaching with her. It's at the top of the website. But talking about it will make you feel so much better. So we are available for coaching if you want to do that. What do you got for today, Margaret? I know you got some good research here.
Yeah, hidden reasons why breakups are so horrific. And I'm going to quote some thoughts by a Dr. Julian Ford from the University of Connecticut School of Medicine. All right. Most of the advice on the internet, regardless of what the problem is, okay, suggests the following solutions to make it better. I'm sure you've seen this. Eat healthy, preferably vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep 7 or 8 hours a night. Exercise regularly. Practice meditation. Make a gratitude list and avoid stress. Now, I want to know just how I can do the other ones, but I want to know how to avoid stress. Okay?
Lay in your bed?
I guess. And I'm going to add to that, work on your critical inner voice and challenge it when it says mean things to you.
Mm-hmm.
But according to Dr. Ford at the University of Connecticut, most of us know that we should do the above list of activities. He points out, however, that we can be just too stressed to even use our stress management skills.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you think about being totally overwhelmed, you don't even know where to start.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
So when our brain construes a breakup as a trauma, our normal learning brain turns into what he calls our survival brain.
Okay? Okay.
So in a normal state, we have a learning brain. In a crisis state, we have a survival brain. This means that we shift into the state of hypervigilance, meaning you're looking everywhere for danger, and fight or flight, which is what we humans do in a conflict. All right? If you're in a crisis mode or survival mode, it's called both. That's when you get all of these symptoms. He has developed a quick and simple 3-stage activity called SOS, to help turn off the brain's alarm.
Okay.
All right. We all have a brain part that is geared toward helping us deal with trauma, and it becomes hypervigilant, and it's like a fire alarm going off.
Yep.
All right. The first one, remember this is SOS, slow down.
Okay.
Okay. Re-enter the present moment. Probably you need to sit down to do this. So sit down and see if you can re-enter the present moment. So you finally sit down after running around crazy and observe what's going on in your mind and body. What's going on in my mind is that the alarm is going on and my body is responding to that by wanting to go into action right away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right. Breathe. Count to 10. Now remember, you've just sat down. Breathe, count to 10. Close your eyes and take 3 deep breaths, okay? And there's another one out that's more specific that says what you should do is look at all 5 of your senses.
Mm-hmm.
What do I hear? What do I see? What do I smell? And that's a way to totally reorient yourself to the present, okay? Am I touching a soft chair? All of those questions, okay? So you want to take a minute to get back to the present, okay?
Yep.
And you want to orient to your core values. Now let me put that into English.
Mm-hmm.
Focus your mind entirely on one thought, okay? It can be a thought, an image, an emotion, a goal. All right, but one thought, not 25 at a time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and it's whatever at this moment is most important to you in your life. It could be doing your job well, deciding to go out with friends at night, but one goal, one thought. Okay, I have to clean up my garage, my teapot's boiling over. One thought, and then you self-check. Now, we've got slow down, orient to your core values, and now self-check the S on SOS.
Okay.
Take a moment to assess the level of stress you are feeling, all right, as well as your level of personal control and your ability to think clearly. You're going to do all of this on a scale of 1 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
What's the level of your stress on a scale of 1 to 10?
Right now?
Yeah.
2.
2. Okay. And think about being in real crisis, all right? You don't know what to do. Everything's crazy. What is your level of personal control? Okay. And I think a lot of people would say at this point 0 mm-hmm. or 1 or 2.
Yeah.
Okay. But you really do have more control than that. If only you've been able to do the first 2 steps, you've already probably gained some control over it. And I think that there are many things that we have more personal control over than we realize. All right. When we feel overwhelmed, we don't feel like we have any. So you've got to think about that a bit. Also, your ability to think clearly on a scale of 1 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody tell me the other day that it was 4 on a really good day. Okay?
When you're going through a breakup, feels like that.
Sure. So this is at least 3 steps and sensible and simple. If slowing down and orienting doesn't turn down your stress, doing a self-check can help activate your learning brain, leading you to begin feeling better and thinking more clearly. So if you do the other 3, just keep checking in with yourself,
mm-hmm.
okay? Instead of avoiding or trying to get over your stress reactions, because you can't really get over them, SOS may be a way to help you regain the one essential skill that chronic stress takes away, and that is the ability to stop and to think clearly so that you can make the right choices, all right? Should I continue running around like a chicken with my head cut off? No, probably not, okay?
Sounds fun.
Should I do some other more reasonable things? Yes.
Well, hopefully this has been...
I hope so.
...an actionable step that you can take.
Right.
Maybe you write it down on a notepad, a sticky notes, put them around the house to help remind you.
Slow down. Orient to your core values. That means think one thought. And self-check. Okay, how stressed am I? How close to being able to think rationally am I? And how much control do I have over this situation? And that's important too, because if you're waiting for a response from a partner, you can control how you react, but you certainly can control anything about what they do. All right?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Let us know what you thought about this one. Leave a comment below for Margaret and her research. And of course, if you want to get our help personally, just go to my website, askcraig.net. I do email coaching. I do Skype coaching. And of course, Margaret is available for Skype coaching.
If you think I can be helpful to you, please sign up.
Just click on Margaret on the top of the website to do that. But that's it for this video. I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And we will talk with you soon. To get my help personally, go to AskCraig.net and click on Schedule Coaching and choose the option that works best for you. I do email coaching or Skype. To schedule a coaching with Margaret, click on Margaret on the top of the page and order a Skype with her. For the Knowledge Creative Healing course, click on the link at the top of the page and click Get Started Now.